I didn't take a shower today.
I thought I smelled something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. That's me. All ripe. From Skull Records, it's the End of the Shell Show. In today's show, Blur, they're going to speak about what destroyed them. We talk with Brandon Williams, guitarist of the legendary Wall Street Crash, Wyclef. He's in a bit of trouble. Coachella, we are going to tell you and find out how the Enter the Shell Show blogs affected the album sales and single sales all this week. So much more. We want you to enter the show. And a little bit of a monkey wrench is being thrown right now in Southern California. Rain falling everywhere.
Ugh, it's awful.
But even through that, I'm still joined in the studio with Kai and Dr. J in the house.
We had to take our Enter the Shell canoe to actually get here.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Rain galore. And people have been trying to dry out here in Los Angeles, and by doing that, they've probably been going on the computer and logging on and buying some singles.
Chilling out, listening to some music, watching the rain from the window.
Exactly. So let's take a look at what they have been buying with the iTunes top five selling singles of this week. At number five, we got Blah 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 with Kesha. Number three, Bad Romance, Lady Gaga.
That was actually number four, but number three, swooping in at number three this week, Bedrock by Lloyd with the Young Money label.
And coming in at number two this week, Soul Sista, Train. Don't even ask me how.
I don't even know
train,
how.
Train, how do you do
this
Train?
This is ridiculous. And the number one single this week.
I love this.
Like it wasn't going to leave. For 1 month now, Kesha.
Kesha's
TikTok.
My girl. I love this. You know you love this.
Yeah. Apparently, Sarah's album review really helped this single
Clouseau
right now.
Sales. Thank you
that
for that, Sarah.
And the sales of cheerleading squads.
All right.
I'm just disappointed in this next one.
Let's take a look at the album sales. We got Justin's favorite band artists of all time, Ocean Eyes, Owl City, dropping from three. And at number four, we got Soldier of Love, Sade.
Oh,
Sade. That's actually a good album.
I'm actually really excited to see that she's back, so that's really cool. Coming in at number three this week, The Fame Monster, the standard album, Lady Gaga. That's dropping from number two from last week.
Coming in at number two this time, it's Kesha Animal. She dropped from number one, but, you know, she's got a good fight in her.
And the number one album this week, Vampire Weekend and Contra.
Do you guys like this?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's different.
I like their first single off this album, which was Orchata.
Orchata, which I love.
Yeah, I saw that. I like that.
Yeah, and I love
it. I like it with a little cinnamon.
Yeah, and some tequila in there.
Yes.
Bam, bam. I love the preface of it, which is it's December, and if you're drinking Orchata, that's how the song starts out. It is completely amazing.
Totally. Well, listen, guys, every week we're bringing you up to date with the hottest artists here on our show, trying to get you up to date with the most downloaded action on iTunes. So if you'd like to take a closer look at this week's top-selling singles and albums, make sure you log on to our website. That's enterTheShell.com, and it's really as easy as that.
And while you're there, check out our blog section. Into the Shell has an award-winning columnist, including our very own editor-in-chief, Little Sarah, where this week, I gotta say, Spoon. My spoon is too big. Sarah's album review will highlight Spoon, the album Transference. You can't get better than that. Also, I'm digging her little cover review because it's one of my favorite songs of all time.
And you're too late.
No!
A bad name.
Yes. Bon Jovi did You Give Love a Bad Name, but being covered is a Trey-U. That little kid who wrote The Dog in Never Ending Story, that is the cover
Trey
review. Check it out. Compare, contrast. You tell us what you like. Just click on and check out our blog section. So make sure you check out all of our reviews, or in Sarah's reviews, on things. This is an awesome song.
EnterTheShell.com. Yeah.
You know, right now there's a lot of people giving Wyclef a bad name, and that's for some work that he's been doing. He has a foundation, the Yili Haiti Foundation, and right now it's under a lot of scrutiny. And that's because they're saying, you know, that his foundation is actually giving money to Wyclef. So, like, there's an accusation that he received from his company or his foundation $100,000 to perform. And Wyclef was like, no, you guys got this all wrong. And he just did a conference trying to explain kind of what's been going on with this foundation, because there was a lot of questions that were raised.
So people thought he was actually raising money for himself.
Exactly.
Which happens, though, from time to time.
Yeah, and I believe that people need to be looking at this. I just think that they need to be founded. You know, the guy hadn't filed a tax return since 2007 for this corporation. That's what, 2 years? I mean, why, if your books are transparent, like he says, you know, he went onto YouTube, did that whole thing about, you know, how he's there for the people crying. And I believe that. I truly believe that. I saw the Anderson Cooper thing where the guy is just heralded as a god in Haiti. And I mean, he really does care about his people. But, you know, if we really sit back and think about it, nothing's really done for free. And if this is what's going on, it needs to be brought up. You know what? He might be doing the right thing. He might be. He might be doing the wrong thing. He might be doing the wrong thing.
But the big thing and the big question right now is that there's a lot of stuff happening in Haiti, and this is kind of diverting away from that and kind of, I'm not saying, you know, messing up this whole tragedy that just struck Haiti, but there's look, only 5% of anything that we've shipped or donated to Haiti, between 5 and 7%, is actually on the ground in Haiti, which means there's up to 93% of money, water, food, clothing that isn't there yet. That's the big problem right now. And just, you know, this story is just kind of diverting from that.
Well, you know, and also the stories, I mean, it's just not this story, it's many other stories, just like what the French consulate said, you know, this past week, that it looked like the Marines were going to invade. I mean, in 1915, we invaded Haiti. We took over for 30-some years. We didn't leave till like the 30s. So, I mean, coming back to that, yes, there's a lot of corporate political backstabbing and political ideations that are going on. But I think that the important thing is to help the people. Yes, only 5% of all the goods are there, but it takes time. Look at Katrina. Look at what happened when Katrina. That's in our country. Those are Americans. And, you know, yeah, it's going to take a while to get there. That's a mass effort. And this wasn't the most developed of countries. This stuff still had to be shipped in. This is a freaking island, you know, and it's going to take time for things to get there. I'm just saying, you know, Wyclef needs to make sure that everything is above board. And yeah, show us your books. I'm for that. There needs to be some sort of governing amongst these charities, because let's face it, a lot of charities that we've donated. Look at the Red Cross. We donated all that money to Katrina victims in the Red Cross, and half of that money went to outside things. I donated money for Katrina to go to Americans, not to go to some kid in Africa. I could care less about that kid in Africa. I care about the Americans that are being hurt. And right now, the money that I just gave to the Red Cross, but to a special charity, I want that to go to the Haitian people, because you know what? That's what I spent my money on.
No, that's true. And I mean, you know, obviously we've all seen the video of the devastation in Haiti right now, and I know a lot of people are talking about it, but I think this is really our opportunity with the power at the mic to really say to our listeners, you know, don't just sit at home and watch. Let's be proactive no matter where you're donating right now. You know, you can do, what are some of the things you can do with Red Cross?
Yeah,
Turtle's got some information.
For example, like, let's say you want to donate $5, okay? All you have to do is text the word YELE, YELE, to 501501. If you want to donate $10, all you got to do is donate or text the word Haiti, Haiti, to 501501. That's it. And then, you know, it's so easy right now to donate, especially with text messaging. And we've already raised $3 million just in text messaging alone.
Which is cool. And you know, if you're a little like up in the air with this whole Wyclef thing, you've been following it and maybe you don't feel right, there's so many other organizations like the Red Cross. Just get online and Google it and you can find out, you know, an organization, a nonprofit that's going to help with, you know, all of the needs at hand. All right, guys, so 2010, Enter the Shell. This is our big year that we're really moving forward, trying to expand on all the different types of music news that we bring all of our listeners. And part of that is having live interviews with artists all over the country. So this is really your chance as a band, an artist, actor, comedian, whatever you are. We really want to talk to you. So we had Steel Wells on last week. Tonight, we had a band, Wall Street Crash, lined up. We were actually really excited about this, but kind of last minute here, we're just getting word from our producer
slash bartender slash handyman,
the man of the hour
slash videographer.
I guess that the interview has literally just been canceled because the band, we're being told, has literally just broke up.
Yeah, so, unfortunately, we just got the text in a few minutes ago, and they just wanted to let us know that.
Did they say why or what's going on?
You know, unfortunately, they couldn't tell us too much. You know, legal reasons, obviously, but they're just having that time. You know, as bands, you know,
as fragile as you know each band is, it's like a relationship, and you have to deal with different personalities, as we see here at Into the Shell.
we have to deal with
prima donnas, and we have to deal with things, and it's a really fragile.
When you're an artist,
it's fragile.
Well, and you see that a lot. You know, I have tons of friends that are musicians, and even just keeping up with them, there seems like their names are always changing, or they've always got new faces, or you know, the different venues or the different styles. And I mean, that's just I think that's everywhere, but that's definitely Los Angeles for you.
And it's
you know?
A really unfortunate thing, because if you do check them out, the Wall Street Crash, they have some really good music, and it's music that I kind of like, and I think Milo would like, because this is kind of brings back the 80s kind of sense of style.
No, it does. This is them actually.
And Milo's old.
This is them playing. Milo's old, but I love Milo.
No, he's not. No.
Can you turn this up just a tad, Justin, so we could just...
To remember?
Remembering.
The play old Danny boy?
Wall Street Crash. From 2009 to 2010.
What a ride. What a ride.
All right. Well, nonetheless... log on to enterthesheell.com and hit us up, because if you and your band aren't planning on breaking up, we actually want to talk to you.
Yeah. And it's so funny because the work, you know, as a band to send out your press kits, get us ready, you know,
to get on our show, it's a process.
Yeah, so. It's a huge process. And even the pre-interview that we did with them, you know, they were all excited and all that.
And like the nicest guys, I'm sure. Yeah. This is embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we feel for them. Sorry, you know.
Sorry about it.
I you know, real quick.
Oh, Danny boy.
Okay, I just want to let that out there. But we have other things to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. We have a bunch of bands that are not breaking up.
Yes. Just like the bands that are going to be at Coachella. The Coachella countdown has begun. It's just a couple months away. And for those of you who don't know what this is, it's a huge three-day festival of indie bands and artists. It's basically the modern-day Woodstock without the filthy, dirty hippies.
Yeah, and I wanted to go over not the entire line, because there's just so many bands.
You need to go over this, because these are some freaking awesome bands the first night.
Jay-Z.
Every night, okay, well, first and foremost, you got Jay-Z. All right. Then you have one of my favorite bands.
You better say Echo.
No. Oh, LCD Sound System.
Oh, nice.
They are spectacular. I've never seen them live, and I really want to see LCD Sound System.
Wait, are we going? Are we going
to
be there?
I'm not. I don't go to this.
You know what? I do only if I get a room.
Dude.
And I get to go with Danny DeVito.
Yeah, I don't go to festivals. I just can't out there all
now,
day.
Where is this festival held?
It's on Coachella.
In Coachella. Coachella is a armpit desert hole just outside of Palm Springs. It's actually not too bad when you go in April, because it's not blazing hot, but it's still warm. Because this is going to be the first night. It's Friday, April 16th. So you can still kind of get some, check out and see which time you can get your tickets. Go check out Public Image Limited, Echo and the Bunnymen, and get this. First night, Friday night, Grace Jones. Yes! The woman who beat the hell out of James Bond, Grace Jones.
And,
yes, that's
and,
awesome.
And you know, and there's also Grizzly Bear, Passion Pit, which we've done reviews on. And one of my favorite indie bands, Deer Tick, that's on the first night. Let's move to the second night, okay?
You get Muse, and get this, Faith No More. Yes, Mike Patton, the famous Mike Patton's going to be there, MGMT, and one person I would definitely go see and give my left toe for.
Devo.
Les Claypool.
Oh, I was just going to say Devo.
I saw Devo, and Whip Devo's still good. Yeah. Devo, as old as they are, they're still freaking rocking.
And don't forget, Dead Weather's going to be there, and that's Jack White's band. And you know what? Coachella, there's always surprises. So I'm not saying, you know, that there might be maybe a White Stripes thing going on.
Oh, maybe.
You know, Jack White is in like every single band now these days. So.
And let's not forget, cool. This is a three-day festival. So Sunday, April 18th, you get Gorillaz and one of my new all-time favorite bands, Pavement.
I love Pavement.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Pavement, they were so instrumental in the 90s with Cut Your Hair, one of my favorite songs by them, okay? But you also get Thom Yorke, okay? And I'm a huge Radiohead nut, and Thom Yorke, and he's just in his band, he just added Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, as well as, don't forget, he's also added his producer that produces every single Radiohead album, Nigel Goodrich. So I'm very intrigued about what's going to be going on with him in that day. You're also going to get Julian Casablancas of Strokes fame. So if you like the Strokes, you're going to love him. Matt and Kim, who we reviewed, and Florence and the Machine, which we reviewed, all that on April 18th.
And, you know, maybe we can talk to Milo, or, you know, maybe put a link on the website of all these different bands, because there's tons and tons and tons. And if you want to take a closer look, you know, maybe we can make it happen.
Maybe.
Yes, you know you want to dance, Turtle. Go ahead.
We all do.
You know, I had the Jordan. I had the Jordan doll, the posters, the bedspread.
Everything. Perez Hilton.
Oh, God.
Say what you will about the guy. I know he's Justin's favorite.
I'm going to punch him in the face. Well, that's not a threat. I'm not threatening you, Perez. That is just a dream that I had one night.
Well, playing Owl City.
Fireflies, Owl City. Yeah.
Well, Perez Hilton has it in him. He wants to really create a boy band.
You know what? He wants a boy band so that he can put in his boy band's butt. That's about it.
But in all honesty, seriously,
it's not difficult. Come on.
The boy band era is over.
No, don't say that.
Well, for now.
That's what we said. Listen, you say that now, and then all of a sudden, tomorrow, six boy bands are going to pop up. Menudo's going to get back together, and there we go. It's all downhill from there.
But with the...
Don't ever wish that.
But with the with the bands such as H-Town and NSYNC and 98 Degrees trailing off in about 2003, 2004 form, we got enough boy bands.
But that's just it. You see, we had the new kids on the block.
Do you think it was a phase? Do you think that there was such
a cycle? It'll come back.
It's a cycle.
It'll come back, but I don't foresee it coming back this year, which is
interesting. Hold on. Okay, we say that now, but remember, in 2003, they started to fade off, correct?
Right.
In 93, the boy band started to fade off, right?
Right.
Well, we're in the new 2010, so let's look.
Not only that, you guys, Perez Hilton, as much as we love him or hate him, he's got a lot of power.
He has no power.
He's got
gay power.
Yeah, but I think that he's got the right people behind him. And
He's got somebody behind him.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Let's really quick look at this whole boy band thing. You know, seriously, let's be serious about this. What do you guys want to see in your boy band? Do you want to see five guys, one rocker, one pump guy, one like preppy guy?
I want to see guys that can actually dance and sing and write their own music.
How about I don't want to see anything?
None at all.
Yeah, but you guys, you have to look at Justin Timberlake. I mean, there are some solid boy bands that made for, you know, kind of that.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, he was in the Jackson 5.
He was part of a brother band. That wasn't a boy band.
Yeah, but that was a boy band back in the day. You know,
you can't count that as a boy band. They didn't count the Temptations as a boy band.
No, but
they were. They were a boy band. They were. You know, they went younger. First, he started with them, and then that was just kind of like
the OJs and all that.
Yeah, of course.
Guys, listen. The boy band phenomenon, it was solid when it started, and so many people tried to jump on the bandwagon, and that's why I think it died off. I don't know.
Yeah, and you know what? Prez, he could keep his boy bands because we're going to keep our Kai with her celebrity corner.
Ooh, that's right. From Botox to boob jobs, glamour and drama, here's a look at what's happening in Hollywood this week. Now, according to sources at People.com, the husband of Brittany Murphy says the late actress had, quote, laryngitis and flu-like symptoms at the time of her sudden death on the 20th. This is actually audio from her in the bathroom prior to
exclusive
the 911 call. No, actually, that's really awful to say.
I feel embarrassed that I did that.
Yeah, Justin, you ass. In his first interview since his wife's death, Simon Monjak tells People that many of the prescription medications that were found in the house at the time of Murphy's death were actually his own, because there were rumors circulating that she had died from a prescription drug overdose. Also, People.com reporting this week that a Colorado judge on Wednesday gave the go-ahead for actor Charlie Sheen to visit and speak to his sick wife for the first time since his violent Christmas Day quarrel. You guys remember that? So Sheen's wife, Brooke Mueller,
she's hot.
She's in a Los Angeles hospital right now suffering from high fever and pneumonia. Sheen was arrested on Christmas Day in Aspen at a ski resort after his wife told police that he had pulled a knife on her and threatened to kill her. But apparently the actor rushed to the hospital on Wednesday here in Los Angeles, and now there's rumors circulating that they're getting back together. Ho-hum. Anyways, last but not least, TMZ is reporting on this NBC drama with Conan O'Brien. Conan, or Coco as they're calling him right now, and NBC are one issue away from sealing their settlement deal. Right now, Conan is asking for $600,000 more in severance money for his staff. Do you guys think this is fair?
Yes. Yes.
I do too. I do really feel for Conan, because he's waited his whole life to get this spot, and now he's getting it ripped out from underneath him.
I think it's so senseless. Jay is just done.
Oh yeah, the Tonight Show will never be the same.
No.
They killed the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Wherever Conan winds up, it's going to be interesting to see, especially with the viewership, if Leno's on, Letterman's on, Kimmel's on, and then you have Conan on, the way the division of sectors, the way it's going to all play out. It has a real opportunity to really make Fox a contender if he does go to Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I guess that NBC has already offered to pay Conan's staff a total of $7.5 million. His executive producer is going to take in $4.5 million.
Nice.
So, I mean, some people are going to walk out, with hefty change in their back pocket.
Yeah, I'm just curious if this has anything to do with the whole Andy Richter curse. Because every show that he's on...
Dies. Horrible, horrible death.
It's interesting, and I just wonder too, what Jay Leno's thinking right now. Like, karma's a biatch. Yeah. But anyways, with that said, every week here on Enter the Shell Music News and EnterTheShell.com, my favorite little music man blogger, Milo. Hi, Milo. Happy New Year. He highlights an artist of the week. So I know that Justin was talking about Sarah's blogs earlier. Well, she is the best. Make sure that you log on and check out our blog section to check out Milo's blogs as well, and check out this week's main act. Now, according to Milo, this week's artist of the week is a queen. And here's the clues about this R&B superstar. She just released her 8th studio album. She's a diva. And if you want to know who it is, you got to log on to EnterTheShell.com this Friday and find out.
You know what I was just thinking?
What?
Andy Richter was in Wall Street Crash. Yeah. Yes. I was thinking the same exact thing.
Oh, that sucks for them. Yeah, anyways. Well, we love you, Milo.
Oh, my gosh. I love these guys.
Yeah, Blur, amazing band. And in a recent interview... their lead singer, who is with the Gorillaz as well, which will be playing Coachella,
never understood this song.
It's amazing. Boys who like girls, who dig girls who like boys, always should be someone you really should like.
Yeah.
Come on.
Who doesn't?
If you like me and I like you, then, you know,
we should like each other.
It's a blur.
That's basically what
it's
it is.
It's a blur.
Yeah.
Love this song.
Oh,
sorry.
Turtle.
Okay, so he just revealed that the kind of real reason why Blur kind of had to just disband was not because of Andy Richter. No, it was because heroin, that cruel, cruel mistress that is heroin.
If you use it wrong.
Oh, well,
oh my
well
gosh.
We have a doctor now.
The doctor says use heroin. It's okay. Yeah, we don't condone heroin. Kids, do not try it at home.
And this is what sucks, because I really love the Blur. And, you know, to have drugs come into play.
Well, it's a chemical world.
To have drugs really come into play and, like, mess it up for not only a talented band such as Blur, but for a bunch of bands. You know, there's so much right now happening in the industry with bands breaking up, you know, before you know it.
Wall Street crash.
Yeah. and then you enter drugs. So now if you're a band and you finally got, you guys are all solid, and then you could go to the next step, then drugs come into the mix.
That's what I don't understand. Like, oh, yay, I've worked so hard. I'm a band. I'm making it big. Let's do heroin. Like, that's not the first thing that comes to my mind. Like, let's go shopping or let's book another concert. Like, why the crap are people doing heroin?
Because it's fun.
Well, obviously.
Do you medically know from speaking, experience?
Medically speaking.
Yeah, well.
The white horse rocks.
I think it's retarded.
Well, he's going to go into more of this in the new documentary, No Distance Left to Run. So check that out. That's going to be out soon. So for all of you guys with your Blur fixes.
The song, they used to play this when I fight. Or I wanted them to play this when I fought. See? It's just a hockey thing. It reminds me of hockey. Well, speaking of fighting and getting your ass kicked, you know, he didn't really get his ass kicked, but he got his ass kicked by a bus.
By a huge bus.
By a huge bus.
Rivers Cuomo, he is out of the hospital. He is certified to go ahead and hit the road. So big congratulations to you, sir.
Yesterday, the doctors released him and said that, yes, you've healed completely with your lung. I just hope he does because, you know, if you ever punctured a lung or broke a rib and tried to sing or yell or laugh or even just talk or breathe, it's a difficult thing. So,
well, and I think the cool thing with all this, too, is that, you know, now that he's been out of commission for a hot little second, he's actually right back on the bandwagon. They actually just started performing, what, this week?
Yeah, they did. And the next time they're going to be headlining is going to be on May 1st. And that's the next time. I think that's out in New Jersey or New York. They're going to be doing the Bonnaroo Festival out there.
So are they going to make up all those dates that they had to cancel?
No, they canceled them. They returned all the money. But I'm sure that they're replotting a new tour as we speak. Once we find out more, we'll let you guys all know what's going on. Speaking of which, it's that time to highlight those special people in our lives.
We love you.
If you comment on our website, become a fan on our Facebook. If you like us, we will like you back. And it's now time to shout out somebody very important, and that's the Hoser. He went on iTunes and he wrote us the most spectacular, stunning review I've ever read in my entire life.
Hoser, we love you.
You're the man.
Thank you so much. And hey, if you want to copy him, feel free. Go ahead, go on iTunes and write us a review. Thank you so much, the Hoser. Also, I want to say thank you to Joy Winter from the Steel Wells. He cooked amazing cookies.
He baked amazing cookies.
He,
those are freaking awesome. Yeah. And you know what? You looked at them like, eh, they're raisins or whatever.
No, but no,
they were
raisins.
Freaking awesome. I ate three, and Meat Matt went with us to the show, and he ended up eating two.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, next show, Joey, I'll be there. Sorry, I was.
Yeah.
We had to bring in our stunt double, Meat Matt.
Yeah, he's your stunt double now, Kai. We deemed Meat Matt.
He's almost as sexy as me. But I double dog dare everyone and anyone to try writing a better review than the Hoser.
Aha!
Anyways, I got some shout outs to Steve. Thank you, Steve. Steve, not the PH, but the V. I love you, Steve. Kinesis Beats, always awesome, always following us, always giving us a pat on the back or two. And, of course, Boots. Thanks so much for listening. Now, we do have a couple new followers on our Facebook that we want to give a little love to. Thanks for joining. Thanks for befriending us. That would be Wise Guy and Mikey Mike. So really, thanks to everyone for stopping by. Make sure that you check us out on entertheshell.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and we've got videos on YouTube. So be sure you look us up.
Danny Boy. So, as most of us that are glued to our radios and glued to our internet have found out, Teddy Pendergrass, one of the most successful R&B singers of the 1970s and 80s, passed away a couple days ago after a battle with colon cancer. And five-time Grammy-nominated singer who chart tops hitting three different decades. He had in 1978 Close the Door, in the 80s Joy, and in the 90s It Should Have Been You. And here's the saddest thing: he was 59.
Dear,
we will remember you.
Oh, Teddy.
Yeah, but you know what, we couldn't get to a lot of stories. Yeah. This week, so go to our Twitter account. It is our Music News Wire. These are the stories that we couldn't get to. Surprise! You've already known the name of Tom York's band. It's Tom York.
Yeah.
Find out why MGMT, why they're not releasing any singles from their new upcoming album. Also, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin are upset with their neighbors. Find out why. All you gotta do, go to our newswire, twitter.com/enter the shell. Deep World Engine 3000 time! Kesha, Wyclef, Haiti, Coachella, Yili, Heroin, Wall Street Crash. Blur and LCG Sounds. It's now time to find out the moral of today's show.
Do you know what the demoralizer just whispered in my ear?
Something.
Balls.
He said that... they shouldn't call themselves Wall Street Crash. They should be Wall Street Crashed. Oh, we're evil. Okay, let's see what we got here.
The thing's spitting out cheap paper now. That it's
recession. Recession.
This week's moral of the show from the Demoralizer 3000 is, I quote, apparently getting drunk, buying a guitar from Costco, and walking into an open mic night, it's just not the same as rocking out to Guitar Hero.
It's not.
I like that one.
We're offering counseling to all bands that have broken up. Just log on to enterthishell.com and let us know how we can help you out.
I've had psychological training in these things. Myself.
Prince always helps.
Yes. Listen to Prince, The Cure, and Morrissey. How soon is now? And you know what? Good luck. Smoke a lot of weed.
God bless you all.
And drink Jack Daniels.
Till next time, we are out of here. Later. I just wanted to say right now that Wall Street Crash knows the sound of when doves cry.